Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending December 15, 2023. Let's get into it. SpaceX is set to sell insider shares at $97 each in a tender offer, elevating its valuation to nearly $180 billion. This offer, potentially ranging from $500 million to $750 million, reflects a slight increase from previously discussed price of $95 per share just last week. This higher valuation underscores the strong investor interest in SpaceX, particularly for its leading role in space transportation and its rapidly expanding Starlink internet service. Tender offers are common in closely held companies to allow employees to realize the value of their holdings and for investors to acquire more equity. SpaceX's achievement include over 90 successful launches this year, dominance in the commercial launch market, and significant progress in its Starlink project, which now boasts over 5,000 satellites and 2 million active subscribers. The company is also a key launch provider for the U.S. government and NASA and is expected to generate $9 billion in revenue this year, with projections of $15 billion in revenue for 2024. An IPO for Starlink is being considered for as early as late 2024, aiming to leverage the growing demand for space-based communications. TikTok user Scott McIntosh leverages TikTok to significantly boost sales in his $30 cell phone seats, achieving 50 million views in record sales, including $10,000 in a single day post Cyber Monday. This successful launch highlights TikTok's growing influence in e-commerce, especially in the U.S., where it has 150 million users. Unlike traditional online marketplaces like Amazon and Walmart, TikTok offers McIntosh benefits like paying full price on sales while covering shipping and discounts up to 30%. TikTok's strategy combining product discovery akin to social media platforms with the convenience of online shopping contrasts with more advertisement-focused approaches of Meta platforms, Facebook and Instagram, and Amazon's less successful attempts at social shopping. TikTok's strength in e-commerce is supported by its user engagement metrics. The average U.S. user spends 33 hours per month on the app compared to 1.4 hours for Amazon. November saw over 5 million new customers make purchases through TikTok. Despite this, Amazon maintains its robust position with 173 million U.S. Prime subscribers and proven customer loyalty. TikTok's e-commerce expansion aligns with the trend of mobile shopping overtaking desktop e-commerce in the U.S. Despite Amazon's dominant market share in the U.S. E-commerce, TikTok's approach has opened opportunities for smaller brands and even attracted larger companies like Mondelez, the snack company, and Benefit Cosmetics. TikTok is a ByteDance company. ByteDance is the largest pre-IPO stock globally and is currently executing a $5 billion buyback at a $268 billion valuation. Blue Origin plans to resume its New Shepard suborbital rocket flights with an uncrewed mission NS-24, scheduled as early as December 18, marking the end of a 15-month hiatus since September 2022. The pause was due to an engine nozzle issue that led to an auto abort during an uncrewed mission, resulting in the destruction of the booster while the capsule landed safely. The FAA concluded its investigation requiring Blue Origin to implement 21 corrective actions, including redesigns and operational changes. With these completed, Blue Origin has obtained a modified launch license from the FAA, valid until August of 2025 from launches from its West Texas facilities. The New Shepard flight program has conducted over 22 flights, carrying 31 people to the edge of space, including CEO Jeff Bezos. The company is also working on other projects like the New Glenn heavy lift rocket and the Blue Moon lunar lander. AI startup continue to secure large investments. Paris Bait Mistral AI is finalizing a $487 million funding round. This values the company at $2 billion. The round includes investors like Andreessen Horowitz, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. Mistral AI previously raised $111 million in a seed round. Lightspeed Ventures led the seed round. And these large capital raises are not uncommon for large language model shops as they need significant capital to buy semiconductors to fuel their model growth. That's the GPUs you hear often hear about. Mistral competes with companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Cohere. Mistral AI focuses on making models such as the Mistral B7 and the Mistral 8X7B. Those are their products, available for free, and offer a paid API platform for their more advanced models. They use open source licenses. OpenAI and global news publisher Axel Springer have announced a groundbreaking partnership allowing ChatGPT to summarize news stories from Axel Springer outlets such as Politico and Business Insider. This deal, a response to increasing legal concerns from publishers and artists over the use of their content for training AI models, will enable ChatGPT to provide users with article summaries, including subscription-based content with proper attribution and links to the full articles. Axel Springer will also supply content for training OpenAI's large language models like GPT-4. This move follows OpenAI's similar agreement with Associated Press and represents a significant step in AI journalism, AI-driven journalism, offering new ways to access real-time news content while respecting copyright and creating sustainable journalism business models. OpenAI is currently in the process of closing a tender offer that will value the company at $86 billion. Harvey, a one-year-old startup offering AI-powered legal software, is negotiating a funding round of $70 million to $80 million, potentially valuing the company at $700 million. The round, co-led by venture firm Kleiner Perkins and investor Eli Gill, will significantly increase Harvey's valuation since April. Key investors like Sequoia Capital and OpenAI Startup Fund are also participating. Harvey's rapid growth is evident in its revenue jump from $1.2 million to approximately $10 million in annual recurring revenue. This successful fundraising underscores the continued interest in AI startups, particularly those with proven revenue growth. Harvey, founded by former Meta Platforms AI researcher Gabe Pinheira and ex-lawyer Winston Weinberg, uses OpenAI's model to streamline legal tasks. Harvey is built on top of OpenAI. The company has strategic partnerships already in place with law firm Allen Overy and PwC. Allen Overy utilized Harvey to automate and enhance legal tasks such as contract analysis, due diligence, and regulatory compliance, significantly improving efficiency and intelligence in legal services. Okay, big capital raises for the week ending December 8, 2023. Got three companies had massive valuation pops this past week with their new rounds. I'm going to hit on all three of them. Vast Data, a data platform for AI, raised $118 million Series E at a $9.1 billion valuation, a 146% increase from its $3.7 billion valuation. Series D in October 2021, 27 months ago. Fidelity Investments led. Good investor there. Scalable Capital, European online investment platform, raised a $228 million Series E at a $2.1 billion valuation, a 359% increase from its $425 million valuation Series D in July of 2020, 42 months ago. Tencent Holding and Ballard and Capital led. And Maintain X, all one word, a maintenance and operations software company, raised $50 million Series C at a $900 million valuation. That's a 429% increase from its $170 million valuation Series B in June of 2021, 31 months ago. Bain Capital Ventures led. Last up is pre-IPO stock performance for the week ending December 11, 2023. That's Monday. So Monday to Monday. Week winners were Cohere at 21.58% up. That's a big increase in 1 week. Klarna up 6.52%. Ramps up 3.49%. Stripes up 3.43%. And Sync up 3.33%. Big losers this week. Brex was down 5.3%, Anduril down 5.07%, Notion down 2.75%, Canva down 2.20%, and ByteDance down 1.04%. Top valuations, we got ByteDance at 193. That was based off of their prior published round of $220 billion, and they've been down since then, but now they're out doing that buyback at $268 billion. So that's going to go up big. SpaceX is at $158 billion. They're out doing a tender at $180 billion. OpenAI is at $71 billion in the secondary, but they're about to do a tender. It closed it at $86 billion. Stripe is at $50 billion. Databricks at $47 billion. All kind of lead in pre-IPO stock valuation. See more current valuations and performance data at agdillon.com. Just look up there in the header. You can see the link for the data. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys next week.